This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Typhoon's very own Siva Narendra and Cubis's very own John Ashley Paul and Demopolis Equity's very own Tim Greenfield. They were all here talking about a significant investment in Typhoon from the folks at Demopolis and also the acquisition of Cubis by the folks at Typhoon. So a lot of big news going on here. And we had Siva and John Ashley and Tim all on the show to share with us all this news and what it means for credit unions. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house here in our Zoom interface. Got three fine gentlemen here in the credit union industry making some big news, I have to say, some big news here. So, but before we get to the news, let's do some introductions. So right next to me, we have Mr. John Ashley Paul from Cubis. John, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
Welcome, welcome. And then right down diagonal from you, we have Siva Narendra from Typhoon. Siva, how are you, sir?
Excellent.
Good, good. And then right below me, last but not least, Mr. Tim Greenfield from Demopolis Equity. Tim, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. I know you got, again, I know you guys have really busy schedules. So let's dive into the news here. So there's a significant investment and acquisition here today. And yeah, it's really big news for the industry. Great news for the industry, actually. So credit unions, you guys are lucky that this is happening right now. So we're really excited to share this news for you. So Siva, I'm going to kind of lay the foundation here or set the table for you. So if you want to share with us from your perspective, from the Typhoon's perspective, the investment and acquisition news that that are just coming across the board, so to speak. So what's going on here, Siva?
Well, so it's not just a significant investment, it's a significantly different approach to how we think digital. Tim connected John, Ashley, Paul, and our team. We are coming at this as not only we doubled our customer base, doubled our revenue, doubled our team size overnight. We're also thinking about the marketplace very differently. John and team have done an awesome job of building digital technologies from inside out. Mm-hmm. Typhoon is focused on building user experiences from outside into the ecosystem. So this sort of like, you know, what I've been telling our collective teams is it's, you know, the French dug the channel from France and the British did it from the other side, and now you have traffic flowing both sides in a remarkable fashion. That's what we've done. Okay. Tim has got tons of experience. I'm sure he'll talk about it.
Yeah.
In community financial institution space. So this is not just about significant investment to bring digital technologies of larger scale to our ecosystem. It's really thinking about significantly differently, right? Because digital changes fast. Whatever we're going to do tomorrow is going to be a lot more different and better and faster than everything that we've done in the past. That's how digital works. You know, as we all know, we're heading to that singularity. So acceleration today is faster than acceleration yesterday, right? So we're thinking about this significantly differently, and Tim helped put the teams together, and we had an awesome planning week. I'm very excited. I'm very excited that we're going to bring a lot of exciting things to the market.
Indeed. Yeah. This is really big news here. So, and before I get to you, Tim, I want to go to John Ashley here real quickly because of the, I guess, the acquisition, if you will, for lack of better terminology here. But I loved your metaphor, your analogy there, Siva, of kind of bringing the tunnels together. But So John Ashley, tell me from Cubis perspective, how is this received at Cubis? And then how do you see it moving forward from here?
Yeah, so we built Cubis several years ago with this concept of, or this vision of taking every manual transaction that customers were having to deal with within the four walls of the credit union and empowering the member to be able to do those things themselves online, anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. We started with alerts and statements almost 20 years ago. From there, we extended to extract digital documents such as notices, letters, tax forms, anything that was being mailed to a member. We started enabling our customers to offer them digitally, saving them tons of money. We went on to do things like Loan payments seem easy, but when you have 100 options available per core system, they become a little complicated to implement digitally. We helped our customer all those years doing all those things. Skip a pay seems simple, very complex. We took the time to dig into those systems, pull out those transactions, make it a one-click deal for our customers. And then we built a digital banking around those capabilities. But our platform had to take a backseat to all the other capabilities that customers were demanding that we, you know, expand. And when we wanted to kind of find a way to meet customer expectations with the digital banking platform, we found that when Tim matched us with, you know, Typhoon and Siva and his team, there was a ready-made solution for our customers. So instead of us having to slug through, you know, enhancing what was the older-ish platform, here we get our customers to leapfrog into a future-ready platform. So it's like a match made in heaven, so to speak. We customers get a new, when I say new technology, obviously proven, but newer than ours, and our products will plug into those platforms, and then all the customers of all our customers, or members of our customers, will have the ability that other credit unions using Typhoon's technology will be able to benefit from. And then it'll free us to do newer things that are more innovative, to keep on expanding our credit unions or community financial institutions ecosystem. And that's what, you know, told us, you know, the best deal for our customers.
Sounds great. Yeah, and it sounds like your technologies definitely complement each other, which is great news for financial institutions in our show's case, credit unions. So Tim, I'm getting to you because you seem to be the straw that stirs the drink around here. You're right in the middle of all this, so you're bringing these folks together. So share with us your perspective. What prompted you guys to kind of get this match made in heaven, as John Ashley said, together?
Well, Mike, I appreciate the compliment, but I'm certainly not the straw that serves the drink. I'll leave that to Siva and John and the rest of the leadership team. Now, we'll take a little bit of credit for putting these guys together and the assets together.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we're super excited, you know, about our investment. We are very knowledgeable, you know, of the credit union space and been a part of some really successful businesses there, you know, probably one of the more successful QSOs that, you know, not only resulted in growth, but also a nice exit for all of the shareholders that were involved there. And really thought that, you know, we could find other opportunities, you know, in this space that leverages our unique background. We've got some great advisors with, you know, long track records in the space, but you know, I want this call to be more about, you know, Siva and John and Typhoon and the opportunity there. But in Typhoon, we saw a really exciting platform, you know, kind of what we think and confirmed through our diligence and customer calls is the, you know, most robust digital, you know, sort of banking platform. That was certainly proven through the reference calls, really passionate clients that love the product, love the management team. I feel like they get, you know, the best of both worlds, you know, a great product and the best, also with the best service. And the only time that Typhoon loses a deal seemed to be, you know, due to scale, you know, that the prior, you know, company, you know, wasn't at a scale where some of the larger FIs, some of the larger credit unions could trust them. And so in John Ashley and Cubis, you know, we've got, you know, great business with some great products, and you put them together and we solved the single biggest problem for Typhoon, which was scale. And so well over 100 financial institutions as Siva shared and growing, with a, you know, robust client base and great service. That sounds like, you know, a business that we could all be excited about, that, you know, should be able to grow, continue to serve this sector. And you'll hear some very exciting news from us down the road. We'll be working closely with some of our partners on some exciting QSOs and opportunities for us to expand the product and for credit unions to invest and participate with us as they done in the past and some of our other successful deals.
Very cool. Yeah, sounds like not only a great investment for you guys, but a great investment for the industry as well, because it really keeps that proverbial envelope, keep pushing that proverbial envelope for credit unions, which is great news for them. So, and Siva, I'm going to come to you on this one. So I always like to look at these business moves from the credit union's perspective. So how do you, how does the credit union look at this? Because obviously you guys are in the mix and looking at this on a daily process. So you look at it from that perspective. I would love to know how you would see it from a credit union's perspective on how this works for them and the benefits that they're going to get from it.
Yeah, you know, so as I mentioned, this should not be looked at as, you know, two digital banking companies got together and we're going to be doing cost efficiencies, right? While obviously cost efficiencies are important, our primary objective is the skill set and the knowledge base and the product features that John and team have built is going to augment everything that we do in digital, right? So this is not going to any of our customers and saying, okay, we're going to replace this platform with that platform. That's not our objective. It's a natural evolution. Things get better and we'll pick the best of the options that are available. From a user experience perspective, it's really, really important because members want frictionless experience. But frictionless experience is not just about what I show in a device in two dimensions. It's about when I push a button, what happens in the back end. You don't want a bunch of gremlins running around, right? You really want everything to be truly frictionless digital all the way to the back end. So John's team, and they've done an amazing job of building those capabilities, whether it is push button, skip a pay, where there is no human involved, right? It's all built with business logic that is customized to a specific institution. That's going to add value to all of our customers in the marketplace. And the same way, you know, I don't want to make it sound like UX is not important compared to gremlins, but you know, if you really look at the user experience, the way we've architected our platform is channel agnostic. We didn't build vertical solutions across multiple channels. We just built horizontal layers where integration, API, and UX are distinct layers that are independent of each other. Right. So these two in combination adds dramatic value to John's legacy customers as and when they're ready to transition. We're not going in there and saying you have 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 quarters to change. When they're ready for a new age platform from a user experience perspective, we'll be ready.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to replacing gremlins with machines, bits and bytes, we'll be ready.
We got to get rid of those pesky gremlins, Siva. So yeah, I know what you told you.
By the way, I just want to make sure this is really about making employees' experience more focused on efficiency rather than doing grunt work.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to is like, yeah, it's great from the user, the end user's perspective, but we always have to think about the back office, how that's going to what's going to happen there. Because if it's not smooth on the back office, then it's not going to be smooth on the front end. So what you guys are doing is tremendous. And it sounds like you guys are really setting the table for the future for credit unions here, which is so important because they're getting all these other fantastic experiences in the retail environment and, you know, in the Ubers and the Amazons, all that type of environment. So that's, it's expected at a financial institution now. So, and if it's not going to be there, they're going to go somewhere else. So what you guys are doing here is fantastic for the industry. And John Ashley, I want to get to you from the Cuba side of it. So what do you see moving forward here as you guys, because this is brand new. So, but moving forward, what's next? What are some of the next steps from your guys' perspective? Oh, John Ashley, there you go.
Sorry.
That's okay.
There were some fire engines. Our immediate focus is to, kind of evangelize the value of the Typhoon platform to the Cubis One digital banking customers. And they'll buy into it. I already spoken to a couple who were our references when we were out looking for this investment that we spoke about. And they're all for it. They're like, hey, let's put a plan together. We're going to meet with Siva and the management teams and start planning transitions, you know, to Infinia. So initial focus of some of the team will be helping our customers with the transition. But the long-term focus is expanding these products we talked about, those that extract all the inefficiencies from the process and make it a one-click, two-click, and you're done kind of process. Not just expanding the current products, but we have ideas to do more products. Like we said, eventually the staff at the credit union should be helping customers improve their financial lives, not processing some wire form or some skip a pay form or some this form or some that form. They should be sitting there understanding what's this next member's problem that I can solve that will help them, you know, do better, perhaps eventually get better loans from the credit union and be, you know, a member for life, bring their next generation into the credit union, be members for life rather than solving technical or process-oriented problem. So we're going to focus on that for the next few years. We have a lot of ideas. Like Tim said, a lot of those will be spun differently in a kind of organizational method, but there's got to be a problem that we solve with software, and then we have to scale it properly. So we'll spend a lot of our energies focusing on that in the near future.
Okay, great. Yeah, well said, well said. And this is something that I saw a lot of the last couple of years in the industry, especially this year at this year's NACUSO, which took place about a month or so ago. But it's two great technologies coming together to really help out the credit union. And when these complementary technologies come together to help out the credit unions, all good things happen. So I've seen more and more of this, and this is a great example of what can happen here. And then having said that, Tim, I want to get your perspective, because you said there's more stuff to come here. So what else is on the horizon based on getting these two gentlemen's companies together?
Yeah, no, sure. And some of that question might be more suited to Siva and John, but I'm happy to take a swing. You know, for us, I think our goal is to turn this company into an industry leader. We certainly think we've got the right mix of product and people, you know, to do that. You'll see some unique partnerships, as we mentioned before. You know, we've got a track record in building QSOs. We think there's some really exciting, unique opportunities, you know, to partner with the credit union space to, you know, really, you know, develop innovative products that solve, you know, some of the problems, right? And things like FedNow with payments and youth, you know, youth banking. Yeah, obviously, you know, those are real challenges. Fraud analytics. So you just see a series of investments either made by Demopolis or through partnerships, you know, with Typhoon and our partners, you know, to that solve massive problems in this industry and hopefully create opportunities for us and all of our stakeholders.
Indeed. Well said. All right, gentlemen, I know you guys have busy, busy schedules. So thank you so much for coming by today. Anything else to add, Siva? Any final thoughts from Typhoon's end?
I think it's like I tell my team, there are 8 days a week and 36 hours a day. We just doubled that. So it's going to be fun.
Good to know. All right, Siva, thank you so much. John Ashley, thank you again. And Tim, thank you all for your time today. Congratulations on this. Again, this is just this is brand new. So we're looking for big, big things from you guys here in the credit union industry. We'll be watching closely. But again, congratulations on a great deal for credit union. So well done. And keep up the good work there. All right, guys. You. Well done.
All right. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.